Then he's sitting on the wall, and then the news came, oh, this great yogi has come to see you, and he's very proud, he's riding in on a lion. Then the yogi could master the lion. And then, was it Thakuram?
Yeah.
Was it? Then this Vaishnava yogi, he's just simply brushing his teeth, humble. But then he's sitting on the wall. Then he told the wall, move, go to him. And then he rode on the wall. And then that yogi thought, oh, I have the lion and I control him. But he controlled an inanimate object. The wall has gone to him this way. Oh, Rasikananda, this is what who we were hearing. Yeah, the movies don't always get it right. I don't think either Google or the movies are our source of reference. Hare Krishna, yeah, Rasikananda. This discussion, Goswami Maharaj was telling us, Srila Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj was telling us.
Shyamananda was an associate of
Shyamananda. Okay, it is 7:44 in Chiang Mai. Are we ready?
Yes.
All right, it's going to be, we're posted for 7:45. So we have actually been sitting here in front of Giriraj and this evening chanted the Vandanam prayers, Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yutapada Kamala, etc. together. And it's so open and it's so sweet. It reminded me so much just now of Nabadeep, our happy days in Nabadeep and Chaitanya Sarasat Mat, where it is also very open and just like this. It is very fresh, gentle environment in Nabadeep. And Nabadeep means Chaitanya Sarasat Mat, the place where Guru Maharaj established as the home of pure devotion, a temple that he made to represent fully Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. And Guru Maharaj saw that as Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's temple. And from there, the greatest things have come to the world. They have manifest there at Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Mat from the lotus lips of Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj, our dear Srila Guru Maharaj. And this has been shown and explained and understood, put into context, etc., by His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj over these many years, from the time that I first met him in 1982, all the way throughout his whole life, dedicated to presenting Srila Sridhar Maharaj to the world. So we have a beautiful reminder of our very happy days in Chaitanya Sarasat Mat, means engaged in service under the direction of Guru Maharaj, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and Gurudev, Srila Govinda Maharaj. And there is so similar to this place where we are. Devotees are very kindly inviting, please come to this place, please come to this place, please come to this place. Very kindly inviting, and we accept all the invitations. But at the moment, you see, by the cleverness, by the good brains of the devotees who are here in Chiang Mai, then we're able to visit many places by sitting in one place, because we're able to talk to who is here, but we're able to talk to whoever is at home and whoever is in the ashrams, whoever watches these programs later. And we know some devotees, they watch at the weekend, because during the week they are doing so many things, but then at the weekend then they watch as their nourishment or as their association themselves or with other devotees. And we also know in many places there is snow and cold. And today from Salt Lake City, not only in Russia is it cold and snowing, but in America too, Salt Lake City, they just had their second snow. So it is all white in Salt Lake City now too. And we are here in this gentle environment, and devotees in the morning saying, oh, it's cold, but not so cold. It is relative worlds. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur made one small booklet. That book was called Relative Worlds. Everything is relative. Somewhere is hotter, somewhere is colder, someone is more wealthy, somebody is poorer. So many, it is all relative, even from planet to planet within the universe. Some lead a very long life, some lead a very short life. So many relativities. And we have a devotee who had a very unfortunate accident, and he went to the hospital, and I saw his injuries by Skype, actually, also, you see, visiting somebody by Skype. And just even by Skype, to see the injuries, oh, he's feeling very unhappy to see. But that devotee, when we met with him, then he was saying about how he went to the hospital, and he's thinking that, oh, he's in such bad condition and like this. And he said, when he was in the hospital, then there, he said, I saw people worse off than me coming in. So even in the hospital world, there's always somebody who's worse off in that plane. Anyway, relative worlds, we are here in Chiang Mai, but we are also meeting devotees around the world, and very happy to meet with the devotees around the world. And if we can be of some service, then happy to be of service. And in general, we are sitting, chanting Vandanam, then chanting some Sri Guru Charana Padmar and different traditional songs in the evening. But we are asked to take questions. We're asked to try to answer some questions from devotees. And if no questions, we can talk about various things. But do you have questions first?
Well, there are just some questions, and probably I will start with this one. It is well known that you've been, you had been in India, in Navadvip, for 27 years, helping Gurudev, and first you started under the guidance of Srila Bhakti Rokokshitar Dev Goswami Maharaj, and mostly your duties were, you were responsible for foreign devotees coming mm-hmm. to India for parikrama or whatever else. So once on your very last tour, preaching tour in Russia, all around the south of Russia, you mentioned that management means headache. So can you share with us your experience as a manager and from your practical point of view, what qualities the president or manager of temple has to obtain to maintain his duties?
First one, I was not manager. I was Das Anudas, the servant of the servant. And actually, who managed everything in Navadvip was Gurudev. In the time of Guru Maharaj, Gurudev managed, and in our time, Gurudev managed. And we actually, no doubt, we have things to do and we so many challenges to do them, but we are always just looking to Gurudev, what does he want? And he has the overall picture of what is to be done, etc. And then we are doing that. So I am not the manager, I am the servant. But we saw that Gurudev had many headaches in the management of the temple, really all the way through, so many troubles. But management means that there are always challenges. And management may mean headaches in certain ways, but means challenges. You have to face things all the time. The unexpected things happen. But Gurudev always taking shelter of the Lord, taking shelter of Guru Maharaj. And some things, I mean, many things happened over the years, and Gurudev was always concerned. He was always concerned about everything, about the devotees, about the temple itself. We heard from Hasipriya Prabhu 2 days ago, perhaps, when he was saying about when the government came, when the communist government got elected into power in West Bengal, then the government came to take over the mat, take the property of the mat. Many, many headaches came. But Gurudev always troubled by them, and during one phase, after Guru Maharaj disappeared, then one problem, another problem, another problem. Gurudev always concerned and very worried and not getting sleep sometimes. I mean, this concern he took very seriously, the heavy responsibility Guru Maharaj had given to him. And then one morning, and I used to go to him because he wanted that I would go to him before Mangalati each morning. So before Mangalati, I'm going up to Gurudev and we are together. And then he's been very troubled by many things. And then one morning I went up to him and he said, and I asked Maharaj, how was your night? Everything, how is everything going? And Gurudev said, this morning I'm feeling worry-free. And he said, why? Because when there's one problem, I'm thinking how to solve. Two problems, I'm thinking how to solve. Three problems, I'm thinking how to solve. But now so many problems have come from every side. Now I understand. And this is Gurudev's humility. But he said, I am worry-free because now I understand. It's completely, I cannot solve all of this. I surrender. And Guru Maharaj and the Lord, what is their wish, that will be. This morning I am worry-free. And Gurudev looking worry-free. And that time it was Gurudev's small room upstairs. Those of you who have been to Navadvip and seen his bhajan kutir, his place, Sri Acharya Bhavan, the upstairs part of the building behind the temple, then now it is a little size is there. But previously the area where the devotees now sit, well, would sit in front of Gurudev for the last many, several years, that area was actually Gurudev's room. And there was a little corridor outside, and the area which was like a mini kitchen was the meeting area, you could say the darshan area, very, very small area. And those days Gurudev was in that small darshan area in his small room. But he really had all the worries, and we are serving him, trying to give relief, of course, trying to assist in whatever way we can. And amidst everything, Gurudev always very sober, not doing things hastily, but considering, then proceeding. Considering and proceeding, but so many things to run a mission. And we see that everywhere. It is part of management, means you have to deal with so many things. It's not just one small department, many things. But we are Das Anudas. We are under Gurudev's lotus feet. We felt it also, many things happen, but Gurudev is here, we are. Yes, everything must be fine. And we also know everything must be fine, because Guru Maharaj also, above Gurudev. Guru Maharaj has given all things. Today I'm listening to Guru Maharaj, glorifying Srila Gurudev. I mean, beautiful, so sweet to hear. Guru Maharaj himself glorifying his disciple, Gurudev. Very, very sweet. But big responsibility Guru Maharaj gave to Gurudev. And the Western devotees. They're all very affectionate and helping, and everyone's coming to, first of all, to be with Guru Maharaj, and then gradually, as the years went on, to be with Guru Maharaj and Gurudev. That was, Gurudev became so much the Chaitanya Sarasatmat in that sense that Guru Maharaj gave everything to Gurudev, first with his sannyas in 1985, just the day before Guru Maharaj's own Vyasa Puja, he gave sannyas to Gurudev. And then that Gauropanima just after that in 1986, and then Guru Maharaj gave everything to Gurudev. And we are there. We are there at both of these occasions. We are first-hand witness. Not second-hand, but first-hand witness. So anybody may say whatever they like, we have seen. If all the cassette players and everything in the world don't work anymore, still, we have seen. We don't. Something more than a cassette player can say. It was very intense. Both those occasions were very intense. Receiving sannyas, his receiving sannyas was super intense. His being given the whole charge of the mat and Guru Maharaj retiring, literally, now I shall leave. Guru Maharaj goes to his room. Very, very intense. And we were with Gurudev, and Gurudev so humble and serious about all of these things. But Guru Maharaj gave everything to him, and Gurudev all along had been the manager of the mat for many, many, many years. So he was, essentially, he'd been running the mat. But then when he was given the acharya post, then it was Gurudev. He felt that as the acharya, he cannot do many things that he could do as the manager. So that was also a difficult time for him to adjust, to be, oh, now I am acharya, I cannot do what I want to do this way. Because acharya has some dignified position, and so you cannot go and chastise somebody too much. But the devotees, they came to the mat for Guru Maharaj and Gurudev. And what they were giving, what was coming from there, the shelter that was coming from there. Almost all of us in the Western world, we came from Srila Prabhupada, directly or indirectly. And myself, from his books, and I wasn't able to meet him. And many devotees came through his books. I came in 1980, which was 3 years after Srila Prabhupada had passed away. But through his books we came. So everybody has got this faith in Srila Prabhupada. And then when Srila Prabhupada, we find, oh, he has disappeared, but we have these books. Then everybody wanting to find that kind of nature, wanting to find Srila Prabhupada, as it were. And it was a huge relief when we came to hear of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. That Srila Prabhupada's Shiksha Guru, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, is still living in India. It was a huge relief for us. And came to India. Not to India, came to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. It is all step by step, many details in the middle, no doubt. But coming to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, then by the grace of Srila Govinda Maharaj, we get access at all to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And then, presently, as the years go on, Srila Sridhar Maharaj making very clear who is Srila Govinda Maharaj to everybody who came. And those last 2 years, 86 onwards, Guru Maharaj telling everybody about Srila Govinda Maharaj, everybody. And I was there from 87 through to Gurudev's passing away, 87, his Vyasa Puja. That's that when Guru Maharaj asked me to stay in the mat and help to look after the Western devotees, which service we are doing. But the every devotee who came, newcomers are coming, the old devotees, the sannyasis, the householders, the brahmacharis, young, old, every kind of devotee, everybody who came, Guru Maharaj is telling them, do you understand? I passed everything to Govinda Maharaj. You serve him. So many things he's saying throughout those years. And so much so, I mean, really, I'm thinking Guru Maharaj, not necessary to tell everybody, they know. Now the word is out. Everybody knows who is Govinda Maharaj. But Guru Maharaj, he himself stressed to everybody. You can ask to Goswami Maharaj too. Goswami Maharaj will tell you. Guru Maharaj took him by the shoulders, shaking his shoulder. Do you understand? But not only Goswami Maharaj. I mean, so many, every, not so many, you can say everybody who came. Really, my, of course, wrong thinking, but I really didn't think, you know, Guru Maharaj, everybody knows, not necessary to say to everybody. But you see, Guru Maharaj also knew that must emphasize this. Then Gurudev, he was managing for many years, but then a charger from 86, Gauropunima, that time when Guru Maharaj put him on the chair, that time. But we are looking after some part of the mission, trying, helping to look after some part of the mission, but it's Gurudev who's doing everything. Our problem was, we have one body, it cannot be in two places. And as the mat grew, you had to be more healthy, because you had to go all over the place. Before mobile phones also, we can't just call somebody up and say, oh, I need this, you know, like around and about. They're very physical. And we had walkie-talkies. Divya Shakti, Divya Shakti. One senior devotee, Srila Prabhupada, from early days, from San Jose, from California. Then she brought walkie-talkies. And we are trying to use walkie-talkies, but it was not so successful. But when the mobile phones came, that was successful. And we had the office and looking after the world through the letters and then through the books, and then the internet came and then these things came. But physically we are helping and doing whatever's necessary. It wasn't only, help to look after the Western devotees. Do whatever is asked. Going here, going there, driving Gurudev. I mean, he would have a driver, but not always a driver is available, or sometimes there is no driver between drivers or something. So, drove Gurudev many times from 1980s onwards, we drove. Carefully in Gurudev, very carefully. Driving Gurudev, also, I'm driving a truck or something, you have some cargo that's very valuable, like gems or jewels or something. But I was sometimes while driving, I've got the most valuable, like cargo, I've got the most valuable goods in this vehicle, and here's Gurudev. So we carefully drive. And Gurudev had spondylitis, which is a thing of the spine, and any jerking is painful for him. So also Indian roads are not quite like Thai. They're like the Thai road was here on this last bit of road. The last time I was here, the road outside this ashram had definite Indian feel to it. But to drive Gurudev on those roads, you had to be very careful not to hurt him. And sometimes you cannot see always everything perfectly, and when we hurt him, oh, we feel so sad. So sad. But the devotees, when we come out from India and see how devotees live in the West, then now I think more to how tolerant the devotees were coming to Navadvip. Because especially the earlier years, and even now, the facilities, they are simple. Simple. And they were more simple. But everybody was coming for Guru Maharaj and then coming for Gurudev, and everybody is essentially happy. And The early days, really, we had no facilities. So we were many devotees in whatever space there was, just with mats, not these nice mats, the very simple mats and the mosquito nets. But nobody, I cannot remember hearing anybody like complain or say, oh, I can't stay here, I don't get a room, I can't have a hot shower, I have no privacy or anything like this. Never I hear anybody say anything like that. Everyone was just so happy to be there because we've come for the shelter, come for the Harikatha, come for the association of Gurudev and earlier Guru Maharaj. And we slept in many places, just under the tree, the Bokul tree. I was sitting somewhere out the front here. I don't know what the tree is, but there is a tree that smells like Bokul at some time. And I was at the front here I think it was evening and strong, and I remembered that tree, the Bokul tree, because the fragrance of the Bokul flower, it is very gentle fragrance, but used to just, I had a mosquito net that you tie with just one string. It is, if you want the design, I can give you the design. It is, you tie it with one string, and it is quite simple and straightforward. There's a bar at the top, you tie the string, and you can tie it just to one place. You don't have to look for four corners and like do all the juggling for putting up a mosquito net. And then it has you put a small piece of bamboo in the top of it, and then it's just so sideways on the way you're looking. It's got the bamboo this way, and then it goes down like a bit of an A. And this way you sleep under it, and you used to tie it to the Bokul tree, and then there's a sitting place underneath, and that was where you'd sleep at night. And in the morning, you just wake up with the world waking up. Just nature wakes up in the morning, and then we wake up. And the early days, we did not have any watch or things like this, but we'd be up early in the morning. Many places we slept in Navadvip. And then the buildings started to come one by one. And our office, the Navadvip office, in that Paschatya Sevak Bhavan, the office has been in every room, maybe it's been in every room of that building at one time or another. And then as things grew, then the middle floor, the whole floor became the office floor. There was the front small office, then there was the bigger office, then there was the working areas with the desk, then there was the back office. Just like you've got here in Chiang Mai, you see how many workstations you've got. So Navadvip became like that, but it was not like that in the beginning. And our first computer, devotees would come from the West and they'd see us using those typewriters that you clunk, 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 and you put in the carbon paper and you do the typing. And they say, how can you live with this type? Now it's all computers. Okay, it's all computers, but we don't have, I've never seen a computer, so you are saying it's all computers. And they're doing like this. Then our first computer came, and it was a Mac SE120. It had 1 megabyte, 1 megabyte of RAM and 20 megabyte hard disk. Mac SE120. Then we upgraded it to 2 megabytes of RAM. Then we got, after some time, we got 2 megabytes of RAM. That was our first computer, and it was entirely in German. And basically I had about 2 minutes instruction on how to use the computer, and then we're given the computer in German, this box kind of computer with the mouse and everything. And for months used that, trying to do the diacritics and all these things like with this computer. And then I was referred to a place in Calcutta, and then when I went to the computer shop and I saw all the menus in English, I thought, this is cheating. You know what it says, you know, because we had to find out what everything was. And no one's there to show how to use a computer. But that was the beginning of our computer age, Mac SE 120. 1 megabyte of RAM, 20 megabyte hard disk. But those first books came from, not the first books, the first books came from the typewriter. Sermons Volume 1, the Vyasa Puja. Those books, those times we made the Vyasa Puja magazines also. For Gurudev and for Guru Maharaj. Those are coming off, the first is off the typewriter. And all the letters off the typewriter. And if you want to know about efficiency, typewriter is more efficient than a computer for writing letters. It was my experience. When you, on a typewriter, you type and you make less mistakes because there's a time gap, just that physical thing. So you make very few mistakes. Something the brain knows, or if you make a spelling mistake, you've got to go back, backspace, put in the white paper, type the thing. So the brain kind of learns not to make mistakes. And you've got to think your sentence first. You type your letter, it's finished. The letter is finished, it's there, and you just pull it out and it's ready. With the computer, you type a letter, then you go back, change this, change, oh, that'd be better to do this. And then you have to print it, and then, you know, don't have ink, whatever it is, but then you've got to print it, and it's quicker, more efficient to type letters with a typewriter. I settle my case. But making a book is a different thing. But you know how they say cut and paste on the computer? That's all from our days. Sermons Volume 1 and those early Vyasa Puja books. Literally, we are typing everything and then getting the related parts and literally cutting with the scissors and pasting and preparing in this way the publications. So these are all parts of our service, of what was required. We're doing these, the publications, we're doing the driving, but looking after the devotees, looking after the arrangements for the Westerners, for the parikramas, but not the man. I was not the manager. I was the servant. Servant of Gurudev and servant of the devotees coming. We are doing that. And I don't know about headache, but our muscles ache to carry some of those bags. You think, how heavy are some of these bags? Hare Krishna. But always feeling sheltered, not only feeling sheltered, we were affectionately sheltered by Gurudev throughout. We have to solve many things, but not in headache mood. Really, the manager may get the headaches. And all management is not headache. It cannot be, but in the context, then so many challenges come. But we are not in the fearful plane. We are trying to live in the fearless plane. And we are not to be in anxiety. We are to be always in the positive side. We made some example the other day. You know, when I was young, you know, we bought what we could afford. We didn't go getting into debt. So, you know, we had old cars and all things like that. So when you have an old vehicle, you know, it's a good chance it's going to break down from time to time. But every time you go out, you're not expecting, you're not like fearful, oh, I'm not going to go anywhere in case this old car breaks down. You just face it. When it breaks down, okay, you face what happens. And so you do carry some tools, you do carry some spare parts, but you just face the problem when it comes. You're not fearful it's going to break down. You face things when they happen. So in this world, we should not be fearful, but we'll face the challenges when they come to us. But how to be in two places at the same time? I have not solved that one. But one thing in Navadvip, without having to do any external exercise like yoga or go to the gym or anything like that, we generally got plenty of exercise because you always have to be here, there, backwards and forwards, and steps, stairs and steps. And in the earlier days, we had the generator. We had one generator, then we got another generator. But the generator, you start by the handle. When electricity goes off, somebody has to go to start it. So also, time to time and for some time for a while, that my service is also to run over there and start the generator. So then in the dark, you have to know how many steps to run down the stairs. And you know, in the dark, to go to the generator, put in the handle, crank it, get it started up. And many things to keep. When you stand on the roof in Navadvip of the office building, the Paschatya Sevak Bhavan, Westerners Seva House, Paschatya Sevak Bhavan. When you stand on the roof, the temple even looks like a ship. One big dome, one smaller dome, so there's a light on the top here, there's a light here, and a ship, if you ever see the ships in the sea or ever you're sailing, then how do you tell which way a ship is going? Because the back is a high light and the front is a low light. And then, of course, it's got the port and starboard light. But the temple has the big dome and the smaller dome. So it looks like a ship also, in one sense. But it also felt like a ship in different ways. One is, it is a ship which is like on the ocean, is taking us somewhere. We're on this ship, we're being protected from all the outside world. And at the same time, to keep it running was like a ship, because you have to maintain, you have to have maintenance, you have to have, you know, the cooks and the cleaners and the this and the that and the other. So running the temple, sometimes people say, how many devotees serve in the temple? Sometimes it's very few, but it would be like the minimum crew of the ship, the bandari, somebody to look after the storehouse, somebody who's the cook, somebody who's cleaning the pots, somebody who's doing the puja, someone who's doing this, that, and the other. There was like a minimum crew, which was not many. Then the cow shed, the goshala, looking after the cows, and that became a bigger and bigger seva. But then, as with a ship in St. Petersburg, you see those big ships come by. They have a crew on the ship to run the ship. But also, so many people sometimes on those ships, hundreds of people are on those ships. So in Navadvip, sometimes hundreds and hundreds of devotees are there. But there is a crew, minimum crew, and then more crew when for looking after more. That, in that case, pilgrims. But you see, with devotees, the devotees, they are coming to serve too. So the more devotees there are, the more devotees who are serving and doing things. And then the main thing is that devotees, especially in Navadvip, will behave as Gurudev and Guru Maharaj want them to behave. So wearing the saris, wearing the dhotis, attending the Mangalarti, various things. Gurudev made it very clear that, you know, this is the standard, and so, you know, we have to help to maintain that standard for Gurudev's satisfaction coming from him. And Gurudev did not approve of the what they call bhakta pants, just the cotton pants for the men. He did not approve of the what they call gopi skirt for the ladies. It must be sari for the ladies and dhoti for the men. In the temple, it was like that. And it was happy. Everybody wants to please Gurudev, and devotees doing. With few exceptions. Some people, I don't know why don't he? Okay. But I many times fell on the stairs in Navadvip, going up and going down, with the toe catching in the dhoti. It's not the most practical thing. You're running, and the toe catches in the dhoti. But Gurudev, bit by bit, he gave some clear standard. And some of that standard is given by Devashish Prabhu in one small booklet in English called Service Life. It is good to read that book. Much of it is from what Gurudev expected us to do. And wearing tilak. And those days for initiation, devotees would shave. But especially for second initiation, not the ladies, but the men, for second initiation, basically everybody would shave. Householder, not householder, they're coming. Gurudev said, the idea of the second initiation is that we're giving ourselves for the Lord. So what to speak of a little hair? So, you know, many things. But we know, we can list many exceptions which came, but earlier in the mat, then Gurudev did not have a list of exceptions, not a long list anyway. Everything was quite standard. And service, seva. Gurudev wants everyone to serve for their own benefit. We are coming to serve Guru Maharaj, to do something, some way to participate. Gurudev was happy when the Westerners are cleaning the drains in Navadvip. One devotee, we remember very clearly, specific thing, cleaning the drains, and Gurudev is so happy. He's cleaning the drains. He said, look, from the West, I'm cleaning the drains of Navadvip. Gurudev just seeing this is so selfless, and in their own country, they would never think to go out to clean the drains. Council is cleaning, somebody is cleaning. But presentable devotees, cleaning the drain, doing some seva for the ashram. Gurudev saw the ashram as Guru Maharaj's ashram. And Guru Maharaj seeing the ashram as Srila Saraswati Thakur's ashram. So any seva connection, then very valuable. And devotees would come and want to do seva. They'd come and ask, what can we do? What can I do? And sometimes we'll ask to Gurudev, and Gurudev often say, well, what can they do? As they can do, they will do something. But they will do something, unless coming for 1 week or some short time. But everybody else, they're coming for doing seva. Temple is a place of seva. And seva can be, here's donation. That is also one kind of seva. But seva also, it is something with our physical energy. And the cows, Gurudev always liked the cow seva. And Madan Gopal Prabhu, we've been in the Goshala. We've been gardening, we've been doing all sorts of things at different times. But the cow shed is a dangerous place, we have found out. Cows are strong. But to look after the cows also, that is something many Western men and many Western women have done in Navadvip. And Guru Maharaj was happy when the Westerners served in the cow shed. And Gurudev also very happy. And in the beginning, we had very few cows and two strong oxen. And we, in the early days, used to go to the rice fields with those oxen to collect rice. Early in the morning we go, come back before lunch with those two oxen, walking down the road. Then we go on the back of the empty cart, leave before Mangalati in the morning, then load up the cart with the paddy, with them. We're just taking and throwing. They are laying it so it doesn't fall over, and quite high, those cards, then we'll come back. Boom, boom, boom. Come back, and then in time for bathing and then lunch. And now it is all done by tractor. It is now changed world. But then it's by buffalo. Not buffalo. They were oxen. Male, the male strong. But managing the cowshed is definitely not easy. The cows, they have to be looked after. Every cow is individual. You cannot miss one day. Every day you need constant attention, feeding, cleaning, milking, so many things. And Westerners doing that until now. Nitai Charan Prabhu is there now. From Mexico, doing that seva. Prabhu, I was not a manager. I was a servant. What is needed to be done, we do. But we had a wonderful master. Anybody would want to serve him. We had our wonderful masters. Everyone would want to serve them. Hare Krishna. And the seasons in Navadvip are quite similar to here. I understand. I've not been here throughout the year, of course, but what we are feeling now, a little chilly in the morning but very pleasant in the day, this will be very similar to Navadvip now, the end of coming to the end of November. And in Navadvip, the last 2 weeks of December and January, they will be the coldest with the chadar and hat and socks, like that. And remember that it is near the Ganges, so that Ganges air comes in through the Nat Mandir. And sometimes in the winter, after the end of December, the end gateway, that iron gate, they'll cover with rice sacks sewn together to make like a curtain. Because you sit, like we are sitting, doing the bhajans and singing, the cold wind is coming in off the Ganges. It's can be quite chilly. And one time, when we put up those rice sacks all sewn together over the end wall, was Gurudev's first Vyasa Puja. By the instruction of Guru Maharaj, we held that Vyasa Puja, and Guru Maharaj told us to arrange his Vyasa Puja in the Nat Mandir. And we means myself also, we are starting to set it up. And this would be the Vyasa Puja of 1987. It was the 1987 Vyasa Puja. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, 1987 Vyasa Puja. Guru Maharaj's instruction that devotees will celebrate the Vyasa Puja of Srila Govinda Maharaj. And so we are there and we start to set it up. And then Govinda Maharaj comes in the Nat Mandir and is chastising us. What are you doing? Guru Maharaj said. And Gurudev goes to Guru Maharaj, and I wasn't there when they are having their conversation with each other. However, the settlement was thesis, antithesis, and synthesis, right? The settlement, because Gurudev did not want his Vyasa Puja. In the presence of Guru Maharaj, that they will do my Vyasa Puja. Gurudev was not having that. He just could not accept this. But Guru, by Guru Maharaj's instruction, it went ahead. But Gurudev's settlement was that we cover the end, so where the road is and people see in, it's at the end. We cover that end so nobody from outside can see that inside he is being honored. And Gurudev was not joking, he was serious. I mean, when Gurudev's serious, he's serious. And so we have to get this, and we made all at the end, so it's completely covered, completely covered. And then I think some second covering too, so it was all kind of completely covered up. And then we held Gurudev's first Vyasa Puja by Guru Maharaj's instruction. And that end wall, but the grill doorway, which you can see from the road to the deities, that was covered up on that occasion also. And we remember that day definitely very clearly. And Gurudev, so humble, does not want to be there and hear any glorification of him. But Guru Maharaj has already glorified him. So the devotees know some things they've heard from Guru Maharaj. So these stories come out, and Gurudev sitting there sort of hearing these things. So that was his first Vyasa Puja. And then after that, every year Vyasa Puja. But he would come back to India for his Vyasa Puja when he started to travel. He would come back, and then 2 years, I think 2 years, maybe more, but then after some time he did stay out for his Vyasa Puja. And it's possible that he was in California, I think, for one Vyasa Puja. And certainly in Australia for one Vyasa Puja, because I was with him in Australia for that Vyasa Puja. And maybe he was for his Vyasa Puja in St. Petersburg. Possible? I don't think it was. I don't think he was in St. Petersburg for his Vyasa Puja. My computer knows. He's very smart. But earlier, when we are arranging the tours, he would consciously, he would want to be in Navadvip for Guru Maharaj Vyasa Puja and for his Vyasa Puja. And then in course of time, then he was abroad for these also, some of them. But Gaura Purnima, I think every year he was back for Gaura Purnima, as far as I remember. Anyway, for us to remember the sweet, sweet days in Navadvip with Gurudev and Guru Maharaj, and with all the sweet devotees, with the devotees, but of course headed by, we're always the focus of everybody there, was Gurudev's lotus feet, Guru Maharaj's lotus feet. And even when they are not there physically, then we are always in their service and remembering them. Guru Maharaj, Gurudev in some other part of the world, but we are not feeling that he's not there. He's also there at that time. And by the time he was traveling, then we have some communication. 1992 was the first time he went abroad. And also when Gurudev was abroad, Navadvip would be quite quiet, because naturally wherever Gurudev is, devotees are going there. This is the natural thing. So we were in Navadvip. We'd be in Navadvip and Gurudev would be traveling. We made arrangements for his tours, but generally would then be in Navadvip. Gurudev would go on the tour and we'll be in Navadvip. Hare Krishna. Our main headaches is with ourselves. Why my head doesn't work properly? Not with others. Hare Krishna. And really, you know how Guru Maharaj gave that name, the golden volcano of divine love. Or also talking the same way as the analogy, the golden volcano of divine lava. You know, the lava that flows out from the volcano. This is how Navadvip was. This is how Chaitanya Sarasat Mat, and how we will always remember the mat. It's the place where Guru Maharaj and Gurudev distributed this divine love and divine lava, which flowed from there all over the world. This is Chaitanya Sarasat Mat. And it always will be. This is its identity. And over the generations, then many things may be, but its identity is that forever. Beautiful place on the banks of the river Ganges, where the devotees engage in devotional service, and where Guru Maharaj has given us what is the standard, what is what. And Gurudev has all of this, and he has presented to us in a very digestible way and understandable way. And the devotees continue to do that as best as possible by each in their different capacities to present what Srila Guru Maharaj and Gurudev have given to the world. And their books, their tapes, their devotees, they are our solace, our energy, our protection also, our nourishment. So, sadly, Gurudev got many headaches, but he was really our umbrella, sheltering us all in so many ways. And in Guru Maharaj's time, also he's taking the headaches, as you heard from Goswami Maharaj a couple of days ago, perhaps, how he's not letting anything go upstairs to Guru Maharaj. Not letting the problems go upstairs to Guru Maharaj, he's looking after downstairs and letting Guru Maharaj savor the internal mellows, and Guru Maharaj chanting the japa, relishing so many things without the management challenges. We say challenges rather than headaches, perhaps. Management means challenges. But Gurudev taking all this on his head. But what Gurudev wants, it comes to be. So many examples. That's a beautiful talk I heard today, just by complete chance on the computer. We just listen to Gurudev, listen to Guru Maharaj, listen to the books at different times, and listening to Guru Maharaj today, glorifying Srila Govinda Maharaj very happily. And Govinda Maharaj was there when Guru Maharaj is glorifying him. And then after all the glorification, there's Govinda Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, and he says something like, I am just a servant of the servant. He's embarrassed by everything that Guru Maharaj has said and that the devotees have been saying. Hare Krishna. All right, so thank you for asking me about Navadvip. Thanking you for asking me about our gurus. But by their grace, we have got opportunity. We've all got opportunity. This connection of service, we must keep this alive, keep this going. It is our life, it is our everything, our connection from this plane to the upper world. Jai Shri Giriraj Govardhanju ki jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Sunda Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Rokok Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj ki jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Prabhupada ki jai, Jai Shri Rupa Nuga Guru Bhaga ki jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Jai Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki jai, Jai Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Sarasat Acharya Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari, Hari. Now, one of you may kindly sing Hari Haraya Nama Krishna because you heard my voice so much. Who is the newest in the room? Who is the newest devotee? Who is it? Are you? No, you are not newest. You are old devotee. Are you newest? Maybe. Would you like to lead Hari Haraya Nama Krishna? Okay. We can share, maybe yourself, is it? We will hear here.
Hari Haraya
Nama
Krishna,
Yadavaya
Namaha.
Hari Haraya Nama Krishna,
Yadavaya Namaha.
Jaravaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha.
Gopala Govindaram Srimadusudana.
Gopal Govindaram Srimadusudana.
Kirithari Gopinatha Madana Mohana.
Kirithari Gopinatha Madana Mohana.
Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra.
Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra.
Gadadhara Sivasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda.
Gadadhara Sivasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Rupa Sanatana Bhada Raghunatha.
Jaya Rupa Sanatana Bhada Raghunatha.
Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Rasa Raghunatha.
Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Rasa Raghunatha.
Echai Gosai Kori Charana Vandana.
Echai Gosai Kori Charana Vandana.
Jahoite Vignana Shapishtapurana.
Jaha hoite vignana Shapishtapurana.
Echai dosai janda muni tangadasa.
Echai dosai janda muni tangadasa.
Dasavara padarenu mora panchagrasa.
Dasavara padarenu mora panchagrasa.
Charana sevi bhakta sanivasa.
Kadara charana sevi bhakta sanivasa.
Janame morai
akhilasa. Janame morai
akhilasa. Echai gosai jabe braje kolabasa.
Echai gosai jabe braje kolabasa.
Radha Krishna nitya lila korila prakasha.
Radha Krishna nitya lila korila prakasha.
Anande bolo hari bhaja vrindavana.
Anande bolo hari bhaja vrindavana.
Sri Guru Vaishnava pare majai amana.
Sri Guru Vaishnava pare majai amana.
Guru Vaishnava Pada Parma Koriyasa.
Sri Guru Vaishnava Pada Parma Koriyasa.
Hari Nama Sankirtana Kohe Narottamadasa.
Hari Nama Sankirtana Kohe Narottamadasa.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.
Advaita Gadadhara Srivatsari Gora Bhakta Vrinda.
Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivatsari Gora Bhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Jai, Jai Navadeep Saparika Shishi Guru Gauranga Gandhava Govinda Sundar Juki Jai, Jai Vishnupad Paramahansa Parvrajakachar Asitarasara Shishi Marchila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parvrajakachar Asitarasara Shishi Marchila Bhakti Rokok Shridha Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Bhagavan Shila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Ki Jai, Jai Shri Rupano Guru Vaga Ki Jai, Shri Pancha Tattva Ki Jai, Shri Sad Goswami Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Srimati Talasi Devi Ki Jai, Jai Shri Nabadeep Dham Ki Jai, Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Shri Chaitanya Sarasat Mat Ki Jai, Jai Shri Chaitanya Sarasat Acharya Vrinda Ki Jai, Jai Shri Bhakti Bimala Avadut Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Shri Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Kusum Ashram Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Nirmala Acharya Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Vijay Trivikram Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Shri Sanyasi Vrinda Ki Jai, Jai Shri Chaitanya Sarasat Acharya Vrinda Ki Jai, Jai all assembled devotees Ki Jai, Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai, Nitai Gaura Premanande.